Michael Maguire.
The name Gus Warland, what does it mean down at Redfern, mate?
I actually listen to you both most mornings and I feel like punching the radio, mate.
Now, we've got Mick Innes from the Bulldogs on the line. When you hear Gus's voice, what do you do?
Me and James Gray, normally when Gus starts up, we pull the car over, mate. We're both crooks.
The Triple M Grill Team.
Ahead of appearing today at the No BS Grand Final Lunch, our very special guest on the Grill Team this morning is Slash. His new album, World on Fire, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, is out now, and he's also going to be performing at the NRL Grand Final this Sunday. The website is slashonline.com. Great to have him here.
Yeah, Slash, your relationship with Miles Kennedy is just the perfect fit. You two seem to get on like brothers.
Are you brothers? Really well. No, we're not brothers.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure, you know. But I think my dad would have told me by now.
Yeah.
But, no, but we're really tight and we get along really well. And you know, I guess most importantly is we have a really good creative synergy, which is awesome.
Yeah. Mate, a lot of rock stars, or not just rock stars, R&B stars, and they go on the road these days. They go for a couple of months and they feel, oh, man, I need a break. I'm burned out. You guys use your illusion. That world tour began in January 1991 and ended in July 1993.
Right.
I could only imagine how you guys were at the end of that tour. You must have been just at your wit's end.
Well, I mean, the User Illusions tour, it wasn't so much the amount of time that we spent on the road. It was the amount of time that we spent on the road in complete insanity.
Mm.
And never knowing which way was up. And, you know, it was Guns N' Roses definitely at its craziness. But I remember when we did Appetite for Destruction tour, that was a year and a half solid. Or 2 years, 87 through 89. Mm. And, you know, it's taxing. It's definitely taxing. But, like, we do a year to a year and a half in this band that I'm in now.
Mm.
But I just like being out there.
No,
talk about things being taxing. You wrote Mr. Brownstone. It's about your battle with heroin.
Well, I co-wrote it with Izzy.
Izzy, so. Yeah. I mean, having an addiction to heroin and try to juggle a music career, geez, that must be difficult.
It never, you know, I mean, all that stuff is, depends on what you want to put yourself through and how devoted you are to your pastime.
Yeah.
I never took that habit on the road because I just knew better. You learn from some of your, peers and people who've done it before you. You just sort of like, I never wanted to have that situation where you're on tour and you can't find a dealer or something like that. Next thing you know, you're sick on the road. So it was always when I was off the road, when I was bored, that I would get into that.
By the way, my favorite Guns N' Roses song, I think it's unbelievable.
That particular song?
Yeah, I love it.
Thanks.
I used to love it, but I had to kill her.
That's another Izzy song.
Yeah, we mentioned how high you're regarded as a guitarist. Is there any young blokes on the way up that you've pinpointed as someone who might be special?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of amazing guitar players, very different from what it is that I do, which is I'm more of a basic rock and roll guitar player, feel guitar player, where there's these technician guitar players who, what I call sort of the shock and awe guitar players that remind me a lot of skateboard freestylers. And the guy from Avenged Sevenfold, Sinister Gates, is one of the most impressive of that bunch. And there's a guy named John Five who's phenomenal. And there's so many. Yeah. I can't even remember all their names, but as far as blues rock and roll guitar, you know, sort of along the lines of say Angus Young and Jimmy Page and all, you know, countless guys that I grew up listening to, there's just not that many in the commercial market. I don't know about bands that can't get record deals or, you know, that are out there touring around local that might have some killer guitar players, but I haven't heard too many that do that style.
Slash, when you were drinking and drugs and so forth compared to where you are now, what is it easier now doing it sober? How different is it?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't, if I was still doing, I mean, the drinking thing is a little less trying than the drugs thing. I think the drugs thing is a little bit harder to keep abreast of. But, you know, this last 8 years, you know, being sober and so on, it's just been very productive. I couldn't do a tenth of the stuff I was doing if I was loaded.
Now, we've been pretty tame here today on this radio interview, and a lot of people...
I wouldn't be here.
Yeah, but what about...
too early.
But today, the luncheon, which kicks off about 12:30, we hope you've got some shock and awe stories for us.
Right. Well, I mean, it's a day in the life. It's not that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, mate. Hey, we love you, brother.
Slash, just before we let you go today, and appreciate your time once again, mate, and look forward to this afternoon. But
can't wait.
Who's the pretty girl in the dress behind you?
Oh, mate,
I've just been staring. Oh,
yeah. head of sales. That's Savannah. Yeah.
Head of sales, Savannah.
Yeah.
Gus, why don't you go and get Savannah?
Yeah, get
I'll get Savannah.
Yeah, go get her.
Well, we go get Savannah.
Savannah, yeah.
Oh, you've got one of, I reckon you've got, you're one of the most recognisable faces on the planet. Like, is there any way where you don't get hassled when you walk down the street of Moscow so people just go, huh, Slash?
No, I mean, I'm pretty, laid back, low key, you know, not to draw attention. Hey, Savannah, what's happening?
Hi, Slash.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm well, how are you?
We'll just leave you guys to it and we'll see you this afternoon, brother.
All right, we'll see you later, man. Great t-shirt by both of you guys, but great t-shirts.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, Savannah, so,
yeah, we might just leave Slash and Savannah there and cut back a little bit later. They seem to get on very, very well, but... Hey, I said one of my favourite songs is Mr. Brownstone, one of my favourites of all time, written by Slash and Izzy when they were in the grip of heroin addiction. Mate, this is the best of Guns N' Roses on Triple M. Have a listen.
Turn it up.